In Mark chapter 3, Jesus is confronted with a dilemma. It's a Sabbath, he's in the synagogue, his enemies are there, but in front of them is a man with a withered hand. Jesus wants to help the guy, but it's unlawful, as far as they were concerned, to do any work on the Sabbath, and that includes healing. And so Jesus says to them, and they're all knowing what's going on, Jesus brings the man forward and says, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save a life or to kill it or destroy it? And this is the thing. They're all silent. No one says anything. So he brings the man forward and he heals him on the Sabbath. And this is the thing I want to bring out to you. The words there actually go beyond just the healing. For us, we don't care about, you know, the Sabbath question. We're really mostly unconcerned by that as Christians. I don't want to get into that whole minefield. Even in Judaism, though, to save a life is actually lehachiyot nefesh, is a principle that the person is more important than the Sabbath law, that if it comes to saving a life, then you should do it. And this is the term that Jesus uses, to save a life. Now, what's really interesting is actually the word life in this context is the word soul. That's this word psuche in Greek, nephesh in Hebrew. And the idea is this, to save a life actually means to even revive, or so save in the sense like we think of saving a soul, to get them converted and born again, but also to cause that soul to have life. It's the same word that's used for raising someone from the dead, as well as to heal, as well as to deliver. And so it has all these multiple contexts of meaning that I think I would love you to apply, you know, in your mind, even as we talk about how does this story apply to us? I have decided to give over the paradigm of right and wrong and instead use the paradigm of life and death. Because we talk about what should we do in a certain situation, and people want to be legalistic. Should I do this or should I do that? And my real response is, does it produce life or does it produce death? The point that Jesus makes is, whether it's the Sabbath or not, I'm on this earth to bring life to people, to bring life to a human soul, whether that's in salvation, whether that is in being raised from the dead, whether that's healing somebody's body, or whether that is the choice between destroying someone or encouraging them. We can destroy people with truth. When we do that, that means the truth is not good. Now, truth is not sacrosanct. If you beat people over the head with scriptures and destroy them, and we slice them, and we dice them, and we leave them wounded, we keep doing this as the church and defending ourselves, saying, no, it's just the truth. And I'm saying to you, it doesn't produce life. This story in Mark chapter 3 and Luke chapter 6 is a story about God wants us to bring life to people's souls. What are you doing that's destroying and not bringing life? If you're destroying, you're not being Jesus. If you're bringing life, that's what he wants. That's the goal. So I bless you with that thought.